You drive down the main street of Kent and you might notice Greek letters hanging on some of the houses. At first glance, you might think they're fraternity houses. And you're right to assume this. But there are more fraternity houses than what you just saw. But you might not know it's a fraternity house without the Greek letters. That's because these houses are restricted to a residential zoning under the Kent City Ordinance. But the ones on Main Street are under a business zoning according to the zoning map. So City Councilman and lifelong resident of Kent, Roger Sadotti, explains this.
I can say that a fraternity, again, is like a business and it should be treated as such. I'm sure you have an attorney and your attorney should come down and come down with the plans and say this is what we want.
So does Kent have a problem with houses getting Greek letters, or is it other people's concerns?
The city responds to residents' concerns, to property owners' concerns. The city responds to the concerns of neighbors that are around. And then, so the question is that how do you balance the rights of everyone's property ownership? How do you balance that with the safety, the relative ambiance, I suppose, of the community, of the neighborhood? So cities respond to the needs of their constituents.
But one's argument might be, it's my house. I should be able to do with it what I want.
That's what gets to the philosophical situation. People have a right to do what they want with their property as long as it doesn't somehow deteriorate your neighbor's property. The city is consistently put in a position by its residents to balance the rights of property owners against one another.
After taking time to study the law, one fraternity man, Cody Pounds, has a similar opinion of what the ordinance states.
You know, it seems to me that primarily the city's main goal right now is to protect the character of the neighborhoods. I feel that they don't really want anything excessive occurring in the areas of the town which are primarily residential.
But Sadotti does explain how to try to take steps towards getting some sort of signage if a house would desire one.
I think that you would have to go to the Planning Commission and the Planning Commission would take a look at it and see if what you're requesting to do meets the criteria of the legislation and the ordinances.
He also goes on to say maybe community outreach would help the citizens of Kent have a different light about Greek organizations or otherwise kill them with kindness. For TV2, I'm Jacob Thompson.